Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffington with your 7 News briefing for Thursday, February 17. Sydney's most popular beaches are closed today following a fatal shark attack late yesterday. The horrific mauling near Little Bay Beach is the city's first fatal shark attack in almost 60 years. It's understood half a wetsuit and partial human remains were pulled from the water around 6 p.m. yesterday. The victim, believed to be a man, is yet to be formally identified. The search for more human remains and the shark is ongoing, with drones and polar monitoring from the sky, with lifesavers and police on the water. A raft of COVID-19 rules are set to be eased across Victoria before the weekend. Premier Daniel Andrews said the government is normalising living with the virus, which means ditching density limits in hospitality and entertainment venues, bringing back dance floors and dropping QR code check-in requirements in most retail, school and workplaces. From 6 p.m. on Friday, international arrivals will no longer need an arrival permit, while unvaccinated international travellers will have their quarantine period halved from 14 to 7 days. However, masks will remain mandatory in indoor settings, including at workplaces across the state for the time being. And Australian air safety investigators have quietly launched a review of their search for Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 nearly 8 years after it disappeared with 239 people on board. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau says that while it hasn't recommended a renewed search for the aircraft, it has requested a review of data collected during the 2017 investigations. The announcement follows a report by British aerospace engineer Richard Godfrey, who claims to have located the plane's crash site using breakthrough technology. Godfrey claims the wreckage is in the Indian Ocean, around 2,000 kilometres west of Perth, at a depth of 4,000 metres. Flight MH370 remains one of the world's greatest aviation mysteries, with 239 passengers and crew, including six Australians, presumed dead after their Boeing 777-200ER aircraft vanished en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing in 2014. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffington. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.